إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، on the subject of tawakkul, we continue with the story of Musa alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the story in so many places in the Quran. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned and said that Musa alayhi salam has been mentioned in the Quran so many times that it is almost as if the Quran is the kitab of Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the birth of Musa alayhi salam, and as we know the circumstances before that, what were the conditions in Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned those conditions, and they were the most horrific conditions that one can imagine, where the Pharaoh had the power to order the slaughter of all male children of the Bani Israel. And this was done. And this was done because the Pharaoh had been told by his priests and by his jyotishis that a child would be born, a male child would be born in the Bani Israel, who would be the means of the fall of the dynasty of the Pharaoh. And so his solution was kill all the male children. So there are no male children, there cannot be any danger to the dynasty. And that is what was done. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm talking about tawakkul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he said, we send wahi to Umm Musa. We send wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Now imagine this situation where Musa alayhi salam is born. Is born in this environment of extreme hostility, where there are spies, there are people to inform the Pharaonic authorities of the birth of a child, and they say that the soldiers used to come and pull the child out of the mother's arms and slit the throat and give it back to the mother. In that situation, Musa alayhi salam is born. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends wahi to the mother of Musa alayhi salam. And see the nature of the wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you fear for the life of your son, obviously at some point in time, there will be the fear that maybe people have come to know, maybe they are going to come for the child. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you fear for the life of your child, throw him in the river. Ajib, because tawakkul is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when all signs, all logic, all the conditions around you point to the opposite. That is the meaning of trust. The trust is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when everything else is showing this has to fail. There is no way this can succeed. All the signs are negative. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you fear for the life of the child, throw him in the river. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on in the Quran, Allah says that we strengthen the heart of the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Otherwise she would have broken down. She would have let people know. Imagine the situation of the mother. To say it is not easy, it is a ridiculous statement, because I mean, how is it easy to throw the child into the river? Now, and then what happens? So she puts the child into a basket and she puts the basket into the river. And this is the Nile. It's not some small, you know, gentle stream that is flowing down in the middle of an orchard. This is the Nile, one of the greatest and mightiest rivers of the world. And a river known for the crocodiles. And the Nile crocodile is named the Nile crocodile. So Musa alayhi salam is thrown into this water. Now, what does our logic tell us? Our logic tells us that even if that was the case, then what should have happened is that Musa alayhi salam should have quietly floated along, and maybe some farmer finds him on the bank of the river somewhere and he takes him away, and he is brought up in the wilderness somewhere away from the eyes of Firaun. But not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this thing float, this basket carrying the newborn baby, a little baby, not newborn, he was a few days old. This river flows, obviously, the Firaun has a palace on the river. I mean, everybody has houses on the river, or, you know, everyone wants waterfronts. So if you own the river, then you then you can have your waterfront palace anywhere you want. So the Firaun has a palace on the river, and this tabut, this thing, this basket with Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes sure that it floats inside this palace, into the palace. But even that is not enough. It is found by the wife of Firaun. And this baby then is shown to Firaun. So now Firaun is standing there holding the baby in his arms. Even that is not enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to show His qudrat. Allah wants to show His power. So even the fact that the baby is being held in the arms of Firaun is not sufficient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jyotishis are called the very people who gave this prediction to say that a child will be born among the Bani Israel who will be the means of the destruction of your empire and your dynasty. They were called. They came and identified the baby. They came and said, this is the one. You killed all those babies for nothing. This is the actual baby who will be responsible for your destruction. Now, no doubt whatsoever. And Firaun is holding that baby. And they are saying, this is the baby. How long does it take for Firaun to kill that baby? I sometimes imagine, you know, the Firaun is standing in his palace, the marble floor, all he has to do is drop the baby. how much does it take to kill a newborn baby, an infant? All he has to do is drop the baby, he is dead. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show, لا نافع ولا ضار إلا الله. There is no one who can benefit and there is no one who can harm except Allah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your enemy your best friend. So not only does Firaun not kill the baby, Firaun adopts the baby, and the baby is then restored back to the mother as Allah had promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, put the baby in the water, we will bring the baby back to you and we will honor him and give him the birth. The baby is restored back to the mother who is now given the job of feeding her own child, but her child now is a prince of the dynasty of Firaun. So he doesn't just come as a child, he comes as a prince to this woman. So now he comes back and he comes with a retinue and he comes with money and he comes with all kinds of things which takes care of the whole family of Musa alayhi salam. This one baby is a source of all this khair for that entire family. So tawakkul is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the face of all forms and all kinds of hostile signs. When everything else is pointing in the opposite direction, the one who has tawakkul trusts Allah. Why? Because he understands who is doing the thing. All these things seem illogical when we look at it from our own perspective. Does it make logical sense for you or me to throw a baby into the river? Of course not. If we want to save somebody, does it make sense for that person to be sent into the arms of the enemy? Of course not. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not subject to our logic. Does it make sense to throw the baby into the river when the river is at your command? Yes. Does it make sense to send the baby into the arms of the enemy when the heart of the enemy is in your hand? Yes. So the one who has tawakkul is not trusting without reason. There is no blind faith. He has tawakkul because he understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not blind faith. This is where our, you know, the atheists get confused. They say, where is the evidence? There's evidence all around you. If you want to see, if you don't want to see, there's no evidence. You yourself are evidence. You are evidence yourself. Why do you want to look anywhere else? You are yourself evidence. Yeah, that's why I think Sheikh Sadiq ka hai kisi ka sher-e-farsi mein, خضر کیونکر بتائے کیا بتائے اگر ماہی کہے دریا کہاں. Now, he says, what can even Khizr tell a fish if the fish is saying, where is the sea? He is in the sea. He is immersed in the sea. So the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all around us. We ourselves are signs of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't want to see that, it's... You don't blame Allah for this. So tawakkul is to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apparently in the face of hostile signs, but they are not hostile because the one who knows Allah knows that this is in his control. Let the whole world turn against me, makes no difference. That's why Sahaba used to say that even if the sky turns into copper and the earth turns into iron, we will still not believe that Allah cannot feed us. They're giving an agricultural example because they were farmers. We don't eat because the earth has got good soil and it is raining. No. We eat because Allah wants to feed us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see His Qudrat and to make that Qudrat of His a means of strengthening our hearts and our iman and to make us people of tawakkul. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.